Dive brief. Aspects of the Trump administration's energy policy, such as the rollback of Inflation Reduction Act tax credits, the introduction of new tariffs and offshore wind lease buybacks, could cause the U.S. to lose between 390 GW and 540 GW of new wind, solar, and energy storage capacity over the next decade, according to projections from the Natural Resources Defense Council. Crucially, these lost projects are not actually replaced with other sources of new power, the NRDC said in a Wednesday report. At most, only 9 GW of additional gas capacity is added with Trump's policies in place. The report cited near-term supply chain bottlenecks for gas turbines, volatile fuel prices, and the general cost competitiveness of new renewables relative to gas as reasons for the NRDC's low estimate for new additional gas investment. Dive insight. An August report from Global Energy Monitor counts 189 GW of gas-fired capacity currently in the announced, pre-construction, and construction phases in the U.S., a number which nearly doubled in the first half of the year. But uncertainty persists about how and when this capacity gets built. Two-thirds of gas-fired capacity in development globally, and more than half of projects tied to data centers, do not have a named turbine engine manufacturer, Global Energy Monitor said. Nearly one quarter of projects earmarked for data centers do not have a named start year. Turbine supply constraints, financing uncertainty, local data center moratoriums, and mounting public opposition leave the true scale of the gas power buildout uncertain. Amanda Levin, NRDC's Director of Policy Analysis, said during a Tuesday press call that the group's modeling still anticipates significant growth in renewables under this administration. But we don't go nearly as far, and we lose more than half of everything that we expected to be able to build with the combination of market forces and proactive policy. Both Levin and the Global Energy Monitor report noted that due to order backlogs for gas turbines for combined cycle plants, developers who need to bring firm power online quickly are turning to alternatives like simple cycle or reciprocating engine plants, which are less efficient than combined cycle plants and carry higher emissions per unit of electricity generated, Global Energy Monitor said. Levin said this trend supports the NRDC's position that the Environmental Protection Agency's gas power plant emissions rule should not be repealed, though the Trump administration has announced its intention to do so. The trend highlights actually the value of these types of standards, which is that the market is not acting in a perfectly rational economic way, she said. These types of regulations could prevent this type of highly polluting type of power generation by requiring us to think about how we are building out this gas that we're trying to build over the next few years to meet this growing load. The NRDC's report also forecast an increase in power costs due to a need to rely more heavily on the existing, higher-cost legacy fossil fuel system in absence of new renewables generation. The power sector will spend $5 billion to $15 billion more on fossil fuels, the NRDC said, while claiming $45 billion less in IRA tax incentives relative to the group's January 2025 snapshot case. By 2035, average household electricity rates are projected to increase by an additional 4.2% to 5.5% nationwide, relative to the January 2025 snapshot case, the NRDC's report said.